Well, Dana, thank you so much for sitting down with me and to chat a little bit about the 2X project and your experience there.
Thanks for having me, Ed.
So before we get into some of the questions I had for you, why don't we start by you telling us a bit about the type of work you do as a business writer? You know, what type of writing, what types of clients, just so people have some context.
So Barker Communications does case studies, white papers. I do a lot of web copy. I also do some project management for certain companies for like events, trade shows, media programs, that kind of thing. So it's a lot of writing, but it's also a lot of helping people organize their marketing program.
Gotcha. And what types of clients typically?
My favorite client, it's usually going to be a professional services firm. They tend to need a lot of copy written because, you know, they've got strategic needs. They need to position themselves a certain way. I love being able to participate in branding or rebranding. And I also have a few larger size clients. One is a Fortune 500 transportation company, and another is a very large global staffing firm. So it pretty much runs the gamut, but I tend to focus on the small to medium sized firms that just need to get started or need to reach bigger audiences.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Now, when you first came across this program, and I still remember our first phone call,
I do too.
yeah, that was so neat. You know, you and I had met at a conference a couple of years ago here in Atlanta, and you told me who you were. I didn't recognize the name, but you told me who you were and where we met, and I told you, yeah, of course I remember you, and you didn't believe me, but I did remember you. So where were you though when you and I first talked? Where were you in your writing business, and what challenges were you facing?
And by first talk, you mean right the 2X interview?
Yeah, so when we first
Okay.
started talking about the 2X project.
Okay, so that was an interesting time for me. When we had our first conversation about 2X, I had just had a baby, and I was trying to figure out what my business should be doing and where I should go as someone with two small children at home, and knowing that I could not possibly put in the kind of hours I used to put in. So I had to discipline myself from, you know, easily a 60-hour work week where I called it second shift whenever I would pick up my laptop after putting my first child down for the night. But with two children, that was no longer possible. I really had to keep it under 40 hours just to keep up with the demands of a small baby and the demands of a kindergartner. So I really wanted to keep my business going pretty strong, but I didn't want to put in so many hours. And I also had to figure out a way to make more money with less time. So that's where I was, and I wasn't quite sure how to do that because I was used to just putting in the time, and that was no longer an option. So I had to reevaluate how to run my business. It was a tough situation to be in.
That is when you constrain that way, it's like, man, where is it going to come from? I mean, is it even possible? And if it is, how
Right.
do you do it?
And it also meant, you know, I had some clients that I really enjoyed working with, but they weren't necessarily, you know, huge profit centers or anything. So I had to evaluate, okay, am I going to be able to stick with these clients or am I going to have to move on? Am I going to have to, how do I even reach people who could afford what I'm looking for? I mean, it really forced me to think about all parts of my business. And I know even just reading the marketing materials for the 2X project, I remember I was talking to new prospects and I was already starting to increase my budget and increase my fees before I even started, just knowing that we would talk about that in the class. It was a great motivator for me and it started helping me see, okay, I'm taking action even before we start. So this is going to work. I have a feeling I'm going to learn some new things here.
Wow. Well, yeah, I remember you telling me about that, and I'm curious. So you started taking some action even before we started. Did you start seeing something from that?
Right away. So really, it was from reading your marketing materials. It's called 2X Project. And I was like, well, I know I'm not going to make double my income just by, you know, working more hours, which was my solution in the past. So I started practicing what I thought would be the right method for doubling my income on my own. Still not quite right the way that I was doing it, but it was something different. So just from reading the marketing materials, just from having those initial calls with you, I started to change my mindset right off the bat. It was actually pretty fun, pretty amazing.
That's awesome. And I know what you mean. I've been in your shoes many times, and you feel a new sense of hope and direction. And it's almost like once you make a decision to do something, you start taking action even before you have real direction.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And I wasn't expecting that. I'm increasing my quotes to people and thinking, what am I doing? I haven't even taken the course. Like, I want my class to be proud of me.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So this next question is actually related to that. And I'm curious, you have these challenges, you start reading about the 2X Project. I mean, what tipped you over? What caused you to say, you know what, I'm going to do this? Was there anything in particular that you saw there that made you believe, hey, this is the answer?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, actually, to be honest, Ed, and this might not be the kind of answer you're looking for, it was just you. Like, you were an authentic and genuine person. It wasn't, you know, there's a few gurus out there who talk about freelancing, and you're just a little bit different from the rest. And this is something I actually, in the buddy calls that we do on 2X, this came up a couple of times with other people too. The way that you come across, you're real and you've been there. And me being from the same area as you, being from Atlanta, I had heard good things about you. I had spoken to a couple of people who were your clients without you having known it. And then when I went to the Spark and Hustle event with Tori Johnson and you were a speaker there, I kept seeing you pop up in places. I saw your face. I saw your name. I heard good things about you. And I thought, well, and then I read your own testimonial where you said you made $160,000 in 1 year. And I thought, well, if he can do it and this guy is running in the same circles as I am, then certainly he has some things that he can teach me. So I actually knew I wanted to take 2X Project before the class that I did. It was just that at the time that you offered it, I was 8 months pregnant. So I thought that would be a bad time. So I just waited until the very next one.
Okay. And I'm glad you did. And by the way, to everyone listening, I did not pay Dana to say that. No, but you know what? I'm curious about what you just said, and I really appreciate you saying that. I wonder, like, now that you and I have worked together, we've been through the 2X Project together, you had this image of what it, you know, what I was like in working with me. How did that compare to, right? Because a lot of people create an image, but then you go through a process, you work with them, and it's not what you expected. And I know I'm kind of setting you up for that, but I'm curious. I genuinely am curious what you thought now that we've gone through this together.
Well, for one thing, you're attracting the right kind of people. I was floored by some of the experience that was in the 2X Project. Because we do speak to each other and there are forums for us to ask questions and collaborate with one another, I saw the type of experience I had never actually had before. You know, and, you know, people were asking me about my experience. These are people who are making money. They are successful. They are running their own businesses. They have websites. They're just looking to increase their income just like me. And that's something there's a lot of times where you feel pretty alone out there. You feel like you're the only person doing what you do. You know, my mom does not understand why I don't have a job. my husband would love it if I, you know, conceded to some of the clients I have who have tried to hire me on full time because it's a certain comfort level with people. So being surrounded by you and the kind of people you attracted was absolutely amazing. I couldn't believe that some of the industries that were in our course. And, you know, I think it has to do with that one-on-one conversation that we have with you, so that we have to be qualified to even get into the class. And these are not people making internship money or, you know, $10 an hour, and they're not brand new graduates who don't have any experience. These, some of these people have 30 and 40 years of experience. Some of these people are like me, and they're moms, and they were very successful in the corporate side, and they're trying to make it work in the same or better way on this side of the coin. So that's one of the things that, really caught my attention. You offer something that nobody else has.
Yeah, and you're referring to so your fellow students in the program and, the experience mm-hmm. that was there.
And the other side of it, too, is I just kind of assume. So when we started the course, I was ready. I thought there would be a lot of workbooks, worksheets, and assignments and tasks, and it was not like that at all. It was very real-life oriented. So you came right out of the gate and started talking about mindset change, and it kind of blew my world. Like, my whole world changed because I was like, wait, this guy's not saying, okay, go call your top 10 clients. He's saying, have an abundance mindset first, and this is what that looks like. It was just, I mean, it makes me laugh now, because now I'm totally, like, I'm on board. I'm on the Gandhi program with the abundance mindset. But at the time, I was like, what is he talking about? Why are we talking about this and not, like, go download all your network, your networking files and stuff like that? It was nothing like that. It was truly, like, an inside-out kind of approach, which I really can't think of anywhere else where I've seen something like that.
Yeah, it's the, right, it's not, we get started with fill in the blank, and, you know, but it's important to address that first. I feel really strongly about that. And I'm curious, like, if somebody were to listen to that, and they're thinking, oh, yeah, whatever, I need real tangible stuff right out of the gate. I mean, what would you say? Because you were kind of expecting that.
No, if somebody was, well, really, if you're not where you want to be, that conversation that you have with yourself on creating an abundance mindset is absolutely essential. I think that that was the key to me for the whole program. So I'm glad that you started it that way, because I don't think I would have received, I would have been too busy doing tasks and not thinking of my business strategically. So it forced me to take a step back, and it actually, to be honest, it slowed me down a little bit, because I was stuck on, like, chapter one for a few weeks. I could not get past it, because I did not have an abundance mindset. So to me, that was the most essential part of the course, is thinking differently about how to run a business and what kind of clients I could attract, and how I could grow.
And that is very powerful stuff. It's you definitely got it right off the bat, because we get into very nitty-gritty stuff in the program, right? But I think if you don't have that mm-hmm. foundation first, none of that stuff really matters. It's not really going to stick.
That's so exactly right. I think I'd be stuck in my own pattern, in my old patterns, if I had kept doing it the same way, or if we had not had that first session that really gets your mind in the right place. I think that's how entrepreneurs truly think. They don't think about the widget that they're making or the service they're providing. They think about what all the universe can offer. It's just a whole different way of thinking.
So true. So true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. You'd be doing the same things better, but you don't want to do the same things better. Sure. You want a real transformation.
Yes, that's what I was looking for. And I think I started getting that on day one. Now, nitty-gritty is good, too. So I don't want to discount that. The nitty-gritty has worked really well.
There's plenty of that, but I'm glad you mentioned the mindset stuff, because that's a one that some people tend to overlook, because mm-hmm. they want to get right down to brass tacks. But so I'm curious, you know, the mindset was obviously a big thing for you, the mindset shift. And I know it's been only a few months since we ended the program, but how has it helped you so far, understanding that this is a journey? You know, you never quite arrive, but so far, how has this experience helped you?
Oh, well, I've already started earning more income, and I've also started treating client opportunities a lot differently. So I'll give you an example that's going to be a little bit vague, just because I don't want to point anyone out, but something that I used to charge $40 to do, I now charge $350 to do. So, I mean, that's not 2x. I think that's like 6x or something
that.
Maybe 8x. I'm not good at math. I'm a writer. So
somewhere.
That instantly, I just started seeing what my value was, that I'm not just, you know, I'm not somebody who's rented out. I have a lot to offer that no one else really can bring to the table, and I started to see myself in that light. And then how do you put value behind that? Well, to me, I started seeing how you might hold your breath when you increase your rates. You might hold your breath when you try to come up with your, you know, your new messaging or your new branding of yourself and pressing update on that WordPress site and getting your new messaging out there. But that breath holding, it doesn't last for long because you get almost immediate validation. You know, as we're in the course, live action, we are attracting new clients, or, you know, we're approaching existing clients and trying to get to transform our relationship with them. So, you know, we're in the forum, we're talking to you, we're talking to each other and saying, okay, can I try it this way? Oh my gosh, I just doubled my rate. Oh my gosh, this client that I thought would never pay more is now willing to do so. That's the experience that I wasn't expecting and I was really surprised by. So I started getting instant feedback. I also got feedback from my peers in the project on what my own experience was. It was really hard to narrow down who I wanted to go after. But, you know, people started telling me what my strengths were that I didn't really recognize until I started talking about it. So that helped. I mean, it's so much. It's too much for me to really cover on the call because it has been, you know, 10 months or so. And really, my whole business has transformed. My business isn't the same as it was a year ago.
Wow, that's awesome. And you know, what I love about your story is you weren't just starting, like you said earlier, from the beginning. I mean, you were already earning a very respectable income. So the fact that you're growing it significantly from there, that says a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I really think for me, it's not really going to be the 2X project. I think it's going to be a 3X project, maybe 4X in a couple of years. So it's working out really well.
That was my next question. What do you think that, you know, and I know we're speculating here, but over the next 12 to 18 months, would you say there's a very good chance that you'll double your income from when you started the 2X project?
Definitely. You know, it's a little different for me because my goal was to let go of a couple of clients who were taking up too much time and replace that income. So I had to figure out how to replace about $100,000 worth of income with other clients, and then I can double income. And I am on my way to doing both of those things
which is
insane.
Yeah,
I mean, that is a huge feat because basically I have to attract $100,000 of income, period, in order to grow my business. And I have to do that within a year. And I'm very close to that, very close. So to me, I have already doubled it because I have to make the same amount as I'm already making, you know, so I've already doubled it. And now I think I'm going to double it twice over because I'm quoting new rates and attracting a different type of client.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, in considering all the constraints that you have in your life, you know, you're a very busy gal. And to be able to do that in such a short amount of time, that is quite remarkable, and I think it speaks to how determined you were to make this work. Because, you know, I always tell people, look, this is not magic. You know, it's not like you go through this and suddenly there's like a little bit of pixie dust and, you know, you're on your way. You have to do the work. I can't do it for you. So I think it really speaks to your commitment, and that's fantastic.
Well, there's a little bit of magic because I really couldn't have done this on my own. I needed the guidance that you offered, and I needed the team too. I think it's good that you don't do this one-on-one, that you're surrounded by community.
Yes.
That helps as well.
Well, so that was my last question. Let's end there. This is a good way to kind of bookend this thing, is because you've mentioned this a couple of times about your peers in the program, and I know you're a very active participant in the alumni forum, which is something that I don't really tout too much, but I think it's one of the biggest benefits of going through this experience is once you're done, not only are we very active together in this forum while we're going through the 2X project, but once we're done, everyone gets moved over to the alumni forum, and there's some awesome people there as well. What would you say the value has been of having that group of peers in that alumni forum?
Oh, I mean, it's invaluable. I've actually become friends with a couple of people in the forum, and we speak outside of the forum. I know a couple of other people have met in person. The value of that forum is you have, in your smaller intimate class, you already have, you know, half dozen or 10, I can't remember quite how many people that you can just bounce ideas off of. Is this a fair rate to charge? I've never done a video script before. This is going to be a 30-second script. Is X number okay to charge in this market? You can ask these really specific questions that you never had access to do that before, and you're going to get answers within a couple of hours from people who've done it 100 times. That is something that you just cannot compare to anything. You're also going to get people who are learning themselves. So they're like, well, I used to charge $100 for that, but I see now you can command $500. So they're learning. Everyone is learning from each other in this forum. And the cool thing is you develop relationships because, you know, Ed, you make us do those buddy calls with each other. We have buddies once a month. And so you get to know everyone in your group pretty intimately. I mean, we know who's having babies. We know who just, you know, just landed a big client. We know personal things about each other. And then when you get transferred to the alumni group and introduced, you start to learn, oh, there's a whole other universe of people out here who have even more experience. So you can go on the forum, you know, and say, hey, anybody have any high-tech experience? Does anybody, I am overbooked right now. Does anybody want to fill in on this healthcare piece? It's absolutely amazing. You don't have those resources in your regular life unless you're just some rock star, you know, social media guru or something like that. So I think it's invaluable. I wouldn't even know how to put a price on something like that.
That's awesome. I agree with you. I'm still amazed at the caliber of people who are there and how generous everybody is with ideas, feedback, information. Really is just an amazing group. So
And you know, one of the people from the group, Ed, we actually had a summer accountability that we would email each other each week over the summer to make sure we were meeting our goals. So it goes even beyond the forum, I guess, if you really click with someone.
That's great. See, these are things that are happening without my even knowing it.
Don't even know.
Dana, this is great. This is great. I really appreciate you sharing this with me. I got goosebumps over here. As you were talking.
Oh, good.
This is awesome. So thank you for sharing all this.
Well, thank you very much, Ed, for having me.